A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, The teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews, who were with Mary in the house consoling her, saw her rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound but with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away. With the Father, Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered not to death, he was delivered from the sins of the people.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus, privately at night. A woman of Samaria at Jacob's well. A man born blind who sees. Now Martha and her sister Mary, their brother Lazarus, and Jesus' own disciples. Since the second Sunday in Lent, we've had these as our focus. We've heard Jesus' proclamation that just as that bronze serpent had been lifted up in the wilderness, so also the Son of Man would be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. We've heard Jesus promise the gift of living water and identify himself as the Messiah, he who is called Christ. We've heard him say, "I am the light of the world," and have seen him give sight that the works of God might be seen. In these events, in the records of these interactions with Jesus, we have seen people come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. People who believe him have life in his name. Jesus' testimony about himself and his work reaches something of a culmination in today's gospel reading. Last week we heard Jesus explain that the man had been born blind so that the works of God might be displayed in him. He says a similar thing today regarding the illness of Lazarus. This illness is not to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Neither the blind man's blindness nor the sickness of Lazarus were ends in themselves. They would serve a greater purpose. In them, the works of God would be displayed. God would be glorified. This purpose, that God would be glorified, helps explain some of the curious things Jesus says and does in this reading. As the account begins, John records, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he had heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was." That doesn't seem to follow, does it? He loved them, so he stayed away? Except that Jesus waiting would bring about the glory of God. His not being there to heal Lazarus would lead to Jesus performing a more powerful, more convincing sign, would reveal more clearly than ever who he was and why he had come. The same sort of explanation applies to Jesus' words to his disciples. "Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe." So that you may believe. Lazarus' death and the subsequent events would result in stronger faith and more complete trust in Jesus on the part of his disciples. The Apostle John gives us a bit of insight in what they were thinking at that point. Jesus had been prophesying that he would suffer many things in Jerusalem and be killed and on the third day rise. And they were believing him, at least about his death. "Rabbi," they asked him, "the Jews were just now seeking to stone you," because he had healed the man who had been born blind, given him sight for the first time. "And are you going there again?" And when it's clear that Jesus is determined to do so, Thomas loyally says, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Clearly, the disciples need to see the powerful sign Jesus is about to perform, to see it in order to help them make sense of the things that he had been teaching them and the things that were to happen to him very shortly in Jerusalem. When Jesus arrives in Bethany, Martha is the first to greet him. Immediately she says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Some have heard something of a rebuke in this, but I'm not so sure, since these are also the very first words Mary utters when she greets Jesus. I think it's probably what the sisters had been saying to one another since their brother had died. If only Jesus had been there. If only he had been here, things wouldn't have turned out this way. They knew what Jesus had done for Peter's mother-in-law and so many others since that time. Their words reveal their faith, reveal that they believed Jesus could and would have healed their brother if only he had been there. Even now, though, Martha continued, even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Even death was not beyond God's power to reverse. And Martha trusted that God would listen to Jesus. Of course, she missed one thing in this. Jesus himself is divine. He doesn't need to pray, "God, please restore life to Lazarus," at his own word, "Lazarus, come out." It is done. Jesus explains this to Martha in the memorable words, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die forever." Do you believe this? There can't be any better answer than Martha's, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into this world." This is the truth. Jesus is the Christ, God's own Son, who came into the world in order to defeat death and bring life and immortality to light. In Jesus, sin and death and every illness have met their match. He is the resurrection and the life. He has the last word. And all who trust in him have eternal life. The grave will not be able to hold them. When the by now sizable group had arrived at the cave where Lazarus' body had been laid, Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Ever the practical one, Martha protested, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus' response again points to what he said would result from the sickness of Lazarus. "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" And then he gave glory to his Father by his prayer, helping the people standing there to recognize that he had come from God. Finally, with a word, the word of God restored life to Lazarus. Lazarus walked out of the tomb living. Is this the glory of God of which Jesus had spoken? The glory that would be the ultimate result of the illness and death of Lazarus? Actually, no. Not fully. We hear of that in what comes next. This great sign which identified Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, was not recognized, maybe it would be better to say not accepted, by everyone. Many of the Jews believed, we read. But John also writes, some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. And what did they do? They complained about these signs Jesus had been doing. Complained that if he kept it up, the whole world was going to follow him. Jesus performed the signs to point out who he was and why he had come, so that the people would believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing would have life in his name. But some refused to believe, wouldn't be persuaded, even if someone would rise from the dead. Caiaphas, who was high priest, had the answer. It is better for you that one man die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. And it is in this way that the raising of Lazarus would result in the glory of God, in Jesus being glorified. John tells us Caiaphas didn't understand fully what he was saying, not the full truth. He spoke from a mere earthly perspective. But God meant it for good, for the saving of many lives. There is a direct causal connection between the raising of Lazarus and Jesus' own glorious death by crucifixion, less than a month later. Glorious, you might ask? Indeed. For when the Son of Man was lifted up, he would draw all people to himself, would gather into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Jesus' glory is to be the Savior of the world. That glory is most fully revealed as he hangs on the cross, the Lamb of God giving his life to take away the sins of the world. The divine Son of the Father praying for those who were killing him, giving his life for his enemies. The willing Savior, loving to the end sinners in active rebellion against him. Jesus died to bear away your sin, to reconcile you to God, to forgive your rebellion. Martha and Mary and Lazarus and the disciples and many of the Jews who had come to grieve with the sisters saw that sign Jesus did and believed in him. Their faith was strengthened, and they were better prepared for his death and resurrection, which he was about to accomplish. A death and resurrection he would explain from the scriptures when he had risen. There were many others, though, that saw the same sign and rejected Jesus. They refused to believe. Thus they remained in their sin, and, unless they later came to repentance, will die forever. This is a sobering truth, that you and I have the terrible ability to resist the Lord's call, to hear but not listen, to be shown but to refuse to see. God makes it very clear he wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, to come to the knowledge of his Son Jesus, crucified for the sin of every sinner ever, that no one need perish, but that all might have eternal life. So repent and trust in him. Enthroned on the cross at Calvary, because he raised dead Lazarus, it is Jesus' glory to save you, to have mercy on you, a sinner. And he has done it. His saving work is accomplished. Your sins are forgiven you. Your salvation has been purchased by Jesus' blood. It is finished. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. As we continue our worship, we join in praising God using the words of the Apostles' Creed.